It's Tuesday, June 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A new coronavirus vaccine may soon be available from Novavax, as they say their two-dose shot is 90% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19. While it may not make much of an impact in the U.S., it is expected to be a welcome addition to the global vaccination effort. Approval may still take a few months as they ramp up their manufacturing processes, but it is still a big win for Novavax, who has never won an approval for a vaccine. Peter Loftus, pharmaceutical reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Thanks for having me on.
Got some good news on the vaccine front, although it might be a little too late here in the United States. Novavax has come out with some results from their clinical trials saying that their vaccine is 90% effective, including against some of the variants which have been going out there. They had about a 30,000-person study that was conducted in the U.S. and Mexico, and they got some good news out of it. So, Peter, start us off there. What are they saying with regards to their vaccine?
Sure. What they're saying is they did a large study that lasted from late December, still ongoing, but I think the meat of the results were through April. And they gave their vaccine, their COVID vaccine, to about two-thirds of the 30,000 people in the study, and a third of them got the placebo, and then they kept track of who got COVID-19. And they basically found that there was a pretty significant difference in that many more people of those cases of COVID-19, there were more in the people that had gotten the placebo, which indicates that the vaccine was protective. And they did find there were some cases of COVID-19 among people who had gotten their vaccine, but they were all mild cases.
One of the interesting things about this vaccine is given in two doses, 3 weeks apart. One of the interesting things throughout their study, though, is that a lot of the people that were coming down with COVID were from these new variants. So, you know, going back to kind of what we've been going through with Pfizer and Moderna, largely those studies were done before the variants. And this was kind of done while they were already circulating. So a lot of the people were coming down with these variants during this study.
Yeah, and it was really just a function of timing. And I think, you know, some of this was just unforeseen. But you know, as you said, Pfizer and Moderna, their studies were the first big studies done last year for experimental COVID vaccines. And they were mostly completed before these variants were circulating. These variants that are more transmissible, and there's also some evidence that some of them might cause more severe disease. And so since Novavax didn't start their big study until late December, you know, we were already well into, or we were sort of on the cusp of when it became known that these variants were a concern. And so some of them were first identified in other countries like the UK, South Africa. And during the course of the U.S. study for the Novavax vaccine, it became apparent that the strain that was first identified in the U.K. really became the dominant strain here in the U.S. And so I think, and that was known while the trial was going on, and I think there was some element of suspense or just sort of a question of whether this vaccine that Novavax made, which was basically designed against the original strain, so to speak, whether this would also offer protection against some of the variants, including this UK variant or the variant first identified there. So we did see that it was positive, that some of these variants, that the vaccine's efficacy pretty much held up.
Now, another thing that also has to do with timing, you know, we've had these three approved vaccines in the United States for some time now. A lot of people have gotten the vaccine. Most of the people that are going to get it have already gotten it. There might be a few stragglers here and there. So Novavax is coming out with their vaccine. It's still going to take a few months to get approved, but they'll most likely have a bigger impact outside of the U.S. with their vaccine. And I think, you know, they're going to have a billion doses ready for global distribution in the next few months.
Right. And yeah, it is a function of timing. And U.S. officials have said, you know, they feel that they've secured a sufficient supply now, essentially, for anyone who wants the vaccine. So, you know, obviously that the vaccination campaign is still going on. But really, by the time Novavax is able to get all the data together for the, both the clinical trial and their manufacturing and then apply for FDA approval, it's going to be, you know, probably a few months from now. And so that would be a time that, you know, there might be relatively small demand for the vaccine here in the U.S. And so Novavax, really from the start, they have taken a fairly international approach and have made arrangements and contracts with these international initiatives that some people may have heard of called COVAX, where basically various vaccines are being distributed to a bunch of different countries, including lower and middle income countries, countries that might not have been able to just afford to buy a bunch of doses on their own for their population. And so I think that's the kind of area where the Novavax vaccine could meet a big demand.
If approved, this is going to be a big win for Novavax, who hasn't won approval for a vaccine just yet. They're based out of Washington, D.C. This is also a slightly different vaccine platform than some of the other ones that we have already. You know, the mRNA platforms that we've been hearing about, even the viral vector platforms like Johnson & Johnson. So this one's slightly different in that sense.
Yeah, and this one, it's basically a protein-based vaccine. And so it is actually generally based on a more established vaccine technology than mRNA and even the viral vector vaccines. It's just that it takes a little longer to develop it. And in the case of, and so that's part of the reason why you're seeing this come up now after these first three vaccines already got through the pipeline. But another factor is that Novavax is a small company. They have tried in the past to come up with vaccines, including in response to past outbreaks like Zika and Ebola. But yet they've never been able to take it all the way through the series of clinical trials and just to get to the point where the vaccines can get approval. And so really before this COVID pandemic, this company was in a precarious position. It just didn't have significant products on the market. And there was really a question about whether it could keep going. And now it is in such a different position where this vaccine that they developed for COVID really seems to be effective and safe according to the data that they released today. And so I think it does put the company in a much different position.
Yeah, and in a position to help out with the COVID effort globally. So we'll see how all of that moves along. Peter Loftus, pharmaceutical reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.